chapter 1. We're going to be focusing on this morning the source of progression. Everyone wants to be moving forward. Everyone ought to want to move forward and grow in the Christian life. The Christian life is a life of growth. It's about moving forward. And the way we move forward is not in our own strength. It's by the one who holds tomorrow. It's by trusting in the one who is in control. It's by following him and his instructions. And we find in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning of verse 1, the following. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and have good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you that you have given us directions, you have given us guidance, and it's found in your word. I pray this morning, Lord, for those who are listening, Lord, open their hearts. Help them to see what they need to see. Lord, open their ears that they would listen to what you would have for them. I pray that you do that work in their heart that only you can do. I also pray for those in our midst and those who are watching through live stream. I pray if there's any individual who's never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, I pray that this would be the day, Lord, that the source of progression would begin, Lord, in their life where they'll trust in you and they would receive the forgiveness of sins that only you can provide. Again, Lord, we just pray that through this service that you be glorified, and I pray you give me the words to speak, thus saith the Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. When one thinks of progression, you think about moving forward. And in our society, in the days we live in, it seems like there's little we can do in order to move forward. There's uncertain times. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But we should not be surprised what we see, what happens in our society. We think that Jesus said that in the end times that there'd be wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. These did not catch the Lord off guard. And sometimes as Christians, we begin to become distracted because we begin to focus on the things that are happening around us in this world. We begin to look on our outward instead of upward. We begin to look on circumstances instead of the one who's in control of those circumstances. But I want you to understand this morning that there is always a way forward. And it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through the Word of God. It's by doing what God has told us to do in His Word. He has given us direction. We're not in uncertain days, in some people's sense of uncertain days as Christian, because the Word of God is certain. It has the answer for the times in which we live in. It has the direction for the path where I need to go. Progression is a key part of the Christian life. Everyone ought to be moving forward. They ought to be. Not everyone is. I understand that, and that's simply because they don't choose to follow the instruction that God has given to them. Some people get stuck in a rut. Some people move backwards, but we all ought to be moving forward. When we think about moving forward, a lot of us think of having a better job, more finances, putting down our family, getting our roots into this world. And we think about prosperity in that sense, but that's not biblical prosperity. Prosperity is not found in what you have. It's found in the God you serve. It's found in doing what God wants you to do. As we think about prosperity and the source of progression, in just a moment, we'll look at the instruction manual that we have. That is the Bible, and how we can trust it, and how it leads us. But before I even get to that part, there's a place we all must begin at. The beginning of the Christian life, the beginning of progression, starts by placing your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. There is only one way to heaven. It's through Jesus. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again the third day so that you may have eternal life. This eternal life is the beginning of progression. Jesus not only came to give life, but life more abundantly. We have eternal life in him. But for the Christian, we have life more abundantly because once we have been saved, because we placed our trust in him for the forgiveness of our sins, we now have life more abundantly. We have a purpose we never had before, a true purpose, a purpose that will, in the end, be worth it. It will be worth the sacrifices. It will be worth what we have done because the Lord will reward those who serve him. That is where it begins. But if you are taking notes this morning, the source of progression, first of all, is the book, the Bible. The Bible. This is where you'll find the source of your progression. If you're taking notes, what is the Bible? Where is its source? Where did the Bible come from? It is God breathed. God breathed it. God is the one who gave it to us. It was given to us by God. And if God thought it was important enough to write, then we need to understand it's important enough to read. If God thought it was important for us to see and to hear, then we must understand the importance of the fact that we need to take it and hold it dear unto ourselves. It is very important. You say, how do you know it came from God? Well, the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:21 the following, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Simply put, men wrote down what God told them to write down. When the Holy Ghost said to write these words, they wrote those words. It's not their own words. They're writing what God told them to write down within the Scriptures. The very Word of God is even magnified above His name. You think of the preciousness of the name of God, but the Bible says that the Word of God is even magnified above His name. Psalm 138, verse 2, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." It's a precious book that we have. And the source is from the Word of God. The source is it's from God itself. The Bible came from God. It was given to us of God. Not only is there the source, it's surety. It's surety. There are many things we're unsure about, but we can be sure that the Word of God is sure. That it will be around when we're no longer around. It will be around when this earth ceases to exist. The Bible says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." The Bible says, Matthew 5:18, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Everything will come to pass as God says it will come to pass. We have guidance. We have instruction that will outlast us. It's eternal. It's God-given, settled in the heavens. We do not have to doubt it because it was given to us from God. Not only its surety, but its strength. Its strength. Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, and we'll read verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, and we'll read verse 12. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Bible says, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The reason why we can trust in it is for guidance is because of its power. It knows your heart better than you do. It knows more about you than you know about yourself. It has the answers that you don't know. And what I mean by that, there are some answers there's questions we don't know the answers to, but we can find it in the Word of God. There are things that we don't understand, we can never comprehend, that the God's Word tells us about. We can trust in it for leading us and guiding us. It is far superior to us and knows better than we do. And it's not weak, but powerful. It accomplishes that which God has set it forth to do. When the Word of God goes forth, it goes forth with power. Just like the rain and the snow that falls from heaven, and it accomplishes the will of the Lord by giving fruit to this earth, by giving nourishment to this earth, the Word of God does the same spiritually. It gives nourishment. It allows people to see. It opens people's eyes to truth. That is the power of the Word of God. Not only do we see the source, the book, but we also must realize and understand it must be meditated in day and night for the source of our progression. If we want to progress, what good is it to have an instruction manual that we don't follow? You ever try to build something that's complicated and you have the instruction manual for it and you say, I don't need that. Just throw it off to the side. You start working away. You're halfway done and you look at something and you say, this doesn't look right. And you look at all the stuff around you and this part was supposed to be used a while ago and this part wasn't supposed to be there. And you say to yourself, I should have just followed that instruction manual. And the same is true when it comes to the Word of God. And in order to have the effect it needs in your life, the Bible says you need to meditate therein day and night. It needs to consume you. It needs to be a part of your life. The saying is said, and it's true in my life, if you don't use it, you lose it. There are many things, if I don't have it part of my daily practice, I forget about it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's simple things or complicated things. What makes things last in your life is whether or not you take the time to be involved into it. You take the time and allow it to be a part of your life. And it's no different when it comes to the Word of God. The Bible says, and I'll read it again in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Meditating in a day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. There are many things we ought to do that we don't do simply because we don't know, because we're not meditating in the Word of God. God has something for you today. You say, I don't know what it is. Did you read your Bible this morning? God wants to do something in your life today, and you say, I don't know what it is. Well, do you allow God to work through your life by meditating in His Word? God wants you to be somewhere today. You say, I don't know where that is. Well, meditate in His Word. Allow God to take control of your circumstances. Even as we consider the importance of meditating, the Bible gives us the very important reasons why we ought to meditate. Leaders cannot lead without even being involved in the Word of God. We think of our world and why it's gone down the path it is. It's ultimately a result of sin. But everything that we see and everything that happens, it doesn't have to be that way. People make choices, and choices have consequences. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 through 19, that it was the king's duty to read the Word of God all the days of life so that he may do them. It was important for the kings in the land to know the Word of God so that he could lead the people of the land, so that they can know what was right, so that they could be led in the right way. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 through 19, that was a parent's responsibility to know the Word of God so that he could teach his children. This book, the Bible, it needs to be meditated day and night so that we could do what we're supposed to do, so that we can know what we're supposed to know. so that we can press forward and reach higher heights, to reach places we've never been by doing what God's word tells us to do. How can one build his life if he does not read the instruction manual? And we know you can't. You need to read the word of God. You need to meditate therein day and night. Even in this passage of scripture, we think of Joshua. If anyone had an excuse as to why he didn't have time to do what needed to be done, reading the word of God and following it and meditating there day and night, he had an excuse. He had to lead a nation. He had to lead them in battles. He had to lead them through great trials and circumstances. But he was reminded, in order to progress forward, it was not going to be in his own strength. He needed to rely upon the God of strength. We need to be reminded that in our daily work, our daily life, you can't do it on your own. You need God's help. And you find that help in the Word of God. It must be meditated on day and night. Not only must it be meditated on day and night, but we need to observe to do all that is written therein. Practice. Practice. Do what God has told you to do. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Trust in God's word. When he tells you to do something, you do it. You do it because you know God knows best. Is that not what it's all about, progressing forward for the glory of God? It's simply obeying the commands that God has given to us. You think of Jesus' life. He came, the Bible says, to do the will of his Father. When he was here on this earth, he gave us an example. Whatever the Father said, he did. He didn't look at the Word of God, or he didn't look at the things that God the Father told him to do and question it, but rather he just said, not my will, but thy will be done. He understood the importance of following. And we need to understand the importance as Christians that we need to observe to do all that is written therein, not some of it, not what pleases us, not the easy parts, but all the parts. There are so many times where we go through God's word and we say, I like that. This, I don't like it so much. That might change how my life is lived. There are things that God shows us in his word through the Holy Spirit when we're reading, and he says, you need to change this in your life. You need to remove this. And the wise thing to do, the Christian thing to do, the thing that will help you to progress forward is doing it, regardless of how you feel or think about it. Because that's what God blesses. He blesses obedience. Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. And we'll read verse 24. Matthew chapter 7. And we'll begin reading in verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, the Bible says the following. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. We read this passage of Scripture. What God is telling us is those who hear the Word of God, they obey it, they're wise. You're building your house upon a rock. You're building your life upon something that is solid. You're building on your life on something that will move you forward. But if you're one of those people, you know the Word of God, you've heard the Word of God being preached, you just know it from front to back, but yet you do not hearken unto the things of the Word of God. The Bible says it's just like that man who built his house upon the sand. When the storms of life came, when things started crumbling, crashing down around you, your house fell. And that's the difference between remaining faithful and forward, going forward in the Christian life, and giving up on the Christian life. It's found on those who choose to say, you know what? I'm going to do what God told me to do. I'm going to trust in God to lead me in the right way, and I'm going to obey His word. And then there are those, they fall off to the wayside. They don't allow the word of God to have that impact in the life that it ought to have. And the host falls. What does it matter if you hear the word of God, but you don't keep it? The Bible says in James chapter 4, 14 and following, you don't have to turn there, I'll read it. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. In the Christian life, it's not about making plans of what you're going to do or where you're going to go. It's about submitting to God's plan. What does the Lord want in my life? Where is the Lord going to have me be in the next few years from now? If the Lord wills, or if the Lord permits, this is what we're going to do. Lord, if this is what you want, this is what we'll do. And we don't know what a day holds forth. I could plan as much as I want to be here in the next few months from now and doing X amount of things. And I'm not against plans, but I have to understand this. My life is in the hand of the Lord. And I'm not to boast myself of tomorrow because I know it's not what a day may bring forth. And I need to learn to trust God right now and do what I'm supposed to do right now so that I'll be where I'm supposed to be in the days coming forward. You need to trust in God. When we think of all these things and we're focused on being a prosperous Christian this morning, it begins with the book. It begins with meditating therein day and night, and observing to do all that is written therein. And the end of all that is for this: for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. There is a reward for getting to know God's word and doing what God's word says to do. I'm going to read it yet again. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be of strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Prosperity. You can be prosperous this morning. And I'm not talking about financial. I'm not talking as this world would have you think what prosperity is about all the material gains that you can have beyond your wildest dream. I'm not talking about having big families and all these things. I'm talking about true prosperity that comes by doing the will of God in your life. Comes by serving Him. Laying up treasures in heaven. Putting your focus where it needs to be. Not right now, but on the God of here and now. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Allowing Him to take control. That is true prosperity. Allowing Him to take control of your life and be the one who says to do this and you do it. Too many of us, we get caught up in our own visions. And there's a way that seems right unto man, the end thereof is the ways of death. We get caught up in the things we want to do, but we need to get caught up in doing what God wants us to do. And you say, how do I know what God wants me to do? Read His word. Meditate therein day and night. Do all He tells you to do, and then your way will be prosperous, and you'll have good success. The answer is the Word of God. True prosperity is found by doing what God tells you to do. Let us pray.